in the damn hell?
What the damn hell?
Just what? God. Well, hey, everyone, welcome to the podcast. No. God, what?
Clap sync.
What the hell, PlayStation?
As PlayStation decides to screw with you.
Yeah, it's like, update your profile. I didn't do anything.
Yeah, that was weird.
I hate the PlayStation. Yeah. But God of War is awesome, which is what we're going to play with this.
If you ever get to it.
I know, right? Please wait, Jesus.
What is it?
Ah! There we go.
Look at that.
Don't override it. What? I was like, that better go away.
There you go. This is a great looking game, though.
It is.
Ooh.
Okay, yeah, I was like, what am I doing? I couldn't remember where I left off at. Alright, I can't go there.
Can we call that axe Stormbreaker?
Yeah, we can call it Stormbreaker.
Since it flies around and acts like Mjolnir.
Yeah,
and
man, this just makes me want, like, the folks behind God of War to freaking make a Thor game.
A Thor Ragnarok game.
It doesn't even have to be Ragnarok, it can just be Thor.
Hmm. Yeah. Him flying back. Or no, he took the Bifrost back to Earth. Never mind.
Whoa!
This is why you don't take your child on adventures like this.
No, he has to.
I know.
It's part of the plot.
I know.
Well, that seemed to have been a bad idea, kid.
Good job, you ruined it.
Boy. Anyways, so a couple new things this week. New Deadpool trailer.
What did you think of that new trailer?
I'm trying to remember it, actually. You talk about it first.
Now I'm trying to remember it. I remember it being interesting. It was, now I remember. It was Deadpool apologizing to David Beckham.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it took me a second. I was like, what was it? I love that, A, he didn't make him, for those who didn't see the commercial, it was,
Oh, that guy's amazing.
It was David Beckham in his,
Holy shit, I'm on fire!
In his living room. Watching the clip of Ryan Reynolds from Deadpool 1 saying that, have you ever heard David Beckham talk? He sounds like he mouth sucks the can of helium. He kept going back and repeating that and getting angrier. Then you hear the doorbell and it's Deadpool apologizing several times. But my favorite part about that commercial was the fact that David Beckham didn't make him apologize for that joke.
Yeah.
He was making him apologize for everything else he's done. Like, and he name dropped RIPD, which...
Yeah, that was great. They were just talking about the different bad movies.
It was like Green Lantern, Blade Trinity, which two out of those three movies I didn't hate.
I like Blade Trinity.
I liked Blade Trinity, though I feel like I wouldn't like it that much if I watched it again. Same thing with RIPD. Green Lantern, I did... you know what? I take it back. To some degree, liked all three of those movies. I don't know that I could ever watch any of them again.
Yeah, I don't hate Green Lantern.
Like, I don't hate Green Lantern, but at the same time, I feel like if I watch it again, I don't know if it will change my opinion.
Maybe, yeah.
That's the thing. We've been so far removed from that movie.
You know what, though? Green Lantern's better than Batman vs. Superman.
I can give you that, yes. Oh, it was much better. It was more entertaining.
Playing this game with no volume sucks.
It seems like it would be hard to do.
Because there are, like, there's sometimes audio prompts.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the controls are completely different than the previous iterations of the game.
Yeah, oh man. Like, getting used to some of these controls.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's baseball season, so I'm coaching. Mm-hmm. So I don't have that much time to play games.
Yeah.
So the thing is, like, I'll step away from this game for a hot minute.
Mm-hmm. And then you'll forget what you're doing.
Yeah. Like, when we first started this, I was just kind of like, what am I doing again? It was only a couple days since I played this. But, last time, I think, because we didn't do a podcast this past week, just not enough hours in the day sometimes.
Yeah.
But last where we left off, the Capitals were one game from eliminating the Penguins. And they did.
Yes.
And now, they are one game up on Tampa Bay.
Oh yeah, you had that coming for that bowl you pulled at the stadium. Oh, you can't wear any red.
Yeah.
What?
Oh fuck. Yourself.
This is America.
It's America. Well, it wasn't the whole stadium where you couldn't wear red. Just certain sections.
Yeah, I know. It was like club level.
Club level, and if you're down at the boards on ice level.
Yeah, that one surprised me.
That's kind of crap.
That is crap.
Cause like if I pay my money,
and I'm not a fan of whichever team I should be able to wear the colors of the team that I'm rooting for.
Yeah, especially how much like ice and sweet tickets are, man. Fuck you.
Exactly. It's like, what the hell was that shit? But we
guys won.
Yeah, we won. What was it? 4-2
4-2 Yeah. And it wasn't even that close.
No. That second goal for Tampa Bay was at the very end, wasn't it?
Towards the end. Yeah, towards the end.
Hey, I was hoping for that that one more goal for us. 5-2
Yeah, that would have been nice, but... You know, you take a win when you take a win.
Yeah, won't complain.
Especially a dominating win on the road when everybody was saying that Tampa was so much better than us.
I knew nothing of their team except that they were... They
exist. Tampa's good.
That's all I really knew.
But it's kind of like, and I don't want to jinx it or anything like that, but we've kind of owned them. Like, I think in the last 20 games against them, we've won 14.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things for me. It's like, I knew they existed. I didn't know anything of the team because, you know, I don't really hear much about them being in Virginia. And, yeah, that area isn't really conducive to hockey.
No, like a friend of the podcast, Victor Pike, he used to live in Tampa for a bit, and like during the regular season, it's just no one goes to games. He was just telling me it's just like you can just walk down to the ice and get like front row seats for paying like cheap ticket prices.
See, that'd be great if you were a hockey fan down there, but since there aren't that many, like, at least in my, from what I hear, wouldn't be that many, because it's just not an area that deals with ice, really, so.
No, it's...
They're more outdoorsy, I would imagine, as far as going to
the beach. Just Florida is a transient area, too. Mm. Like, you don't get too many diehard fans down in Florida.
Mm.
Yeah, so the Caps are up.
Yeah.
It is a good time right now for us in D.C. for hockey.
Yep.
They broke the D.C. curse of not being in a championship game in 20 years. The Caps, of course, were the last team to do that, too.
Well, the Penguins were always the stumbling block for us, weren't they?
Last couple of years, yeah.
Yeah, the last few years. That's what it seemed like to me. So it's good. Feels good to get past that die wooden dilly-dally in there.
Yeah. What? You little shit!
Aha, fooled you. I'm over here now. Your son is Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah. I don't think he's your son.
Well, if from what I've
like
seen...
That's my guess. Like,
I feel like that's like the son of the woman that he married.
Well, it is.
Yeah, I think it's like a stepson. I don't think he had anything to do with siring him.
Yeah.
Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, that's what I think.
That's what I've always thought. So, I mean... Remains to be seen, I guess.
Yeah,
that a little ambiguous.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you kind of feel that he's not your kid, but at the same time, he could be.
I mean, he very well could be.
That's not a spoiler here. Now, obviously, I don't think we're going to come across any story things while we're playing during the podcast.
Know if he's going to save. Autosave's probably on. Yeah.
Well, I'm still going to save.
Okay.
But. Yeah, so, I mean, there could be spoilers up ahead for this game. Mm. But I'm not very far along in the game.
Oh, really?
No. I'm only a few hours in.
Okay.
And I've seen, like, gameplay footage from other people.
Yeah.
They're so much further on in this game.
Oh, really? Oh, jeez. What is that guy?
I don't know. So, it's kind of like, I don't think I'm that far.
Ooh.
I'm over here now.
So, The Predator also got a trailer this week.
That's right. That was the other trailer we're supposed to talk about.
Yeah. Did you watch that one?
I did, and I love Shane Black. I'm just not impressed by this movie.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
I shouldn't say this movie by the trailer.
Yeah. So, I don't know what to think of it yet. It just was kind of...
I will say this. Way too much Olivia Munn in it.
Yeah. The funny thing is, I was watching it Friday, and then, like, when I started watching it, I was like, okay, you hadn't commented. And I was thinking to myself, as the Olivia Munn part came out, I was like, huh, there's a whole lot of Olivia Munn in this trailer that Josh ain't say shit. Once I got out of it, since they sent it in the chat, like, oh, there he is.
Yeah, I can't stand her.
I just don't care.
don't think she's a good actress. Like, and the thing is, like, part of my dislike for her was back in the G4 days when she was co-hosting Attack of the Show, when I felt like Allison Hayeslip, Jessica Chobot were way more deserving of that. So that's a personal bias there, but also I never thought she was that pretty. Sarah Underwood, I thought, was always prettier.
Yeah.
And
there was a ton of women on there that were way prettier than Olivia Munn. Like, the person that followed Olivia Munn when she left, Candace, I think her name was, I thought she was really pretty.
Was she a redhead?
She's like somewhere between redhead and brunette. Shit, the comic book girl that they had every once in a while, Blair or something or other, she was prettier.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just kind of like, but I always thought, and I've just never enjoyed...
But all the other people were way nerdier than her.
Yeah, and I've just never enjoyed Olivia Munn in anything I've watched her in.
I've never hated her in anything that I watched her in. Like, I'd only seen one episode of Newsroom, and it was just the first one. I thought that was a good episode, but she was barely in it. I didn't mind the sitcom that she was in. Also, that sitcom is where one of those Mounties from Super Troopers 2 was from. The one with the glasses, I believe. The one that they kept trolling. He was in that that one.
Yeah, it's just kind of like I said, like, it's my own personal bias, but I just never thought she was that good of an actress.
Mm.
So, that's just where I'm kind of coming from with that. So, like, the more of her, the less I like.
Yeah, I noticed. but other than that, I mean,
will give her credit. She's not the reason why I think Age of Apocalypse is boring as shit. I just think it's a boring movie. She doesn't help it, but
yeah. She's
not the cause of it. I just think it was a waste. Much like X-Men 3 was a waste of the Dark Phoenix saga, I feel they were a waste of... Yeah, that was a waste of Apocalypse.
Yeah, I mean, I like the movie, and I know that you were quite bored of the movie. I can see why. I can see from your point of view. I just don't know how you could have really fixed that in that movie. I guess I have to watch it again to really even.
Yeah, we should probably do that sometime soon. We'll watch it again
and pick it apart.
Pick it apart, see where we can fix it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just, to me, it's just boring, and there's nothing about it that I'm super excited.
I definitely can see that there was a few, parts that were really dragged, that were just really slow paced. But yeah, I guess we could probably just pick that apart when we watch it again.
Yeah, I mean, oh, didn't mean to go up here.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just... Definitely the pacing was off.
Yeah.
It just could have been a better movie overall.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I enjoyed it, but I do agree with you on some things. Like, there are some places that could have just been better edited, better paced, or just cut.
Yeah.
But back to what we were originally in The Predator.
Predator.
Yeah, that shows how... not terrible the preview was, but it was definitely underwhelming that we just went on an X-Men kick. An Olivia Munn kick.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like the look of the Predators. Like, I have faith in Shane Black to turn it into a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it, I thought this bridge was going to fall when I moved the car out of the way.
But I'm a little afraid now. Well, one, I saw...
there we go.
I might have rewatched it, or I might have seen a different clip, where it has got the bad guy from Logan in it. But he's talking, like, they're talking about, they're trying to make a hybrid between humans and predators.
I see, again, I only watched it the one time, but I thought the predators are trying to make a hybrid.
Well, yeah, that's what they were saying. I think I worded that wrong. Yeah, the predators are trying to make a hybrid. That confuses me a lot.
Yeah, and also, Fox, the last time we tried to do, like, hybrids with predators and something, that was Alien vs. Predator, and that sucked.
Well, that, and they also completely ruined that hybrid, too, because... That was like the one thing that I was excited for a sequel out of Alien vs. Predator 1 was the prospect of a Alien-Predator hybrid. But then they completely dropped the ball because that second movie, though they did correct some of the problems I had with the original Alien vs. Predator. That movie was not good either.
No.
It was...
Oh, what's the rating for this Predator movie? Because I know one of the problems with Alien vs. Predator...
Oh, was it? Oh, yeah, because it was PG-13. I actually don't know. I can't look it up, unfortunately. I can only hope that since it's Shane Black... is it Warner Brothers doing this movie, or is it
Paramount? No, it's Fox.
It's Fox. I can only hope that it is R.
I mean, Shane Black, with the exception of Iron Man 3, doesn't really make PG-13 movies.
Yeah.
Which I found it funny is, like, from the writer-director of Iron Man 3, I was like, and I don't know why people shit on Iron Man 3. I think it's great. But I was like, I don't know if that's the Shane Black movie I'd go with, guys.
No, that was very surprising to me.
Yeah.
But I feel like...
Especially because, like, the way... Well, maybe... Fox, the people who did that show are like, well, we're going to get bought out by Disney.
Yeah.
Just prepping that already.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of using, because I think the other ones are New Line.
Because I think the problem with going with something like from the director of Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, for example, I think that's more of a cult classic. I don't know if the average audience would really know that movie very well.
And The Nice Guys didn't hit well.
Yeah, that's the other thing. As great as that movie is, it did not hit well.
Yeah, that movie's fantastic. I love that movie.
Yeah, it was a great movie. Though I haven't watched it since the theater. But
well, I've got it on my Apple TV. You can watch it whenever. I love that movie. But, like, I mean, we've talked about this in this podcast before. I just like anything Shane Black does.
He does good stuff. He does really good scripts.
He's very witty, like, the stuff he writes.
His dialogue is great.
Yeah. And that's what I like in a film, especially because he does character pieces.
Yeah.
I like good dialogue. That's why I always like Kevin Smith movies.
Yeah, he's got great dialogue. Because
no matter what, in a Kevin Smith movie, the dialogue is usually fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're gonna equip this one. That looks pretty badass for Atreus. That's pretty cool. Oh, have you seen the Drake meme for this? It's like Atreus, boy. Don't go down it. See, that's what I hate when I'm like setting up all these. There we go. You didn't go all the way down. I was like, nope.
There you go.
I want to keep going this way. You don't have to drop. You don't want. Boy. There we go. It's like,
boy for sale.
Time to Hulk up.
Boy. Yeah,
just playing this game, it just makes me want them to make a Thor game. Cause actually, yeah, not just like Thor Ragnarok. This would be kind of cool, like, if they took this engine, but made it, like, you could also do co-op.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, one person be Thor, the other person be, Hulk.
That'd be pretty cool.
I guess I gotta go back to where I was, because I think I was supposed to get that up. Yeah, I can't go that way, so I'm okay. And again, not having the sound on, it's kind of like, I'm sure Atreus said something to me. He's like, oh, yeah, you did it. Now we just gotta go do this. Something pop up. Oh!
Ooh.
Oh, these guys are bitches.
He doesn't look very Norse to me.
Those didn't hit! Damn it, Atreus!
So is this game still heavily in the Norse mythology at this point? Okay. So you're not seeing anything.
This is a frost giant, by the way.
Oh.
Oof.
It's Loki's cousin.
Yeah.
Hmm. Ooh. Yeah, watch out for that stone.
Except I don't think my axe is doing shit to him.
I can't tell, actually. Well, your kid's arrows are actually...
Yeah, they're doing something. Work. But he's a frost giant. It's like a frost axe.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Okay, there's a little bit. Okay.
Yeah, because like...
It's probably not as effective because it's a frost axe.
Whoa!
Oh, get out of there. Oh, yeah, I like how your kid's going to town there.
Yeah, and I like how they did the... I like how they did the Bioshock thing. I don't have to keep him alive. I don't have to worry about him. He's not going to die.
Oh, they did do that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's really cool. That really would be helpful. I mean, that might be the new way of doing it.
Yeah, because fucking as great as Resident Evil 4 is, that bullshit, keeping the president's daughter alive, sucks.
I think it was a little bit better in 5, but you still had to worry about that character's health.
Oh, yes, I got my rage. Hulking out, bitch!
That's right, go for that knee.
Oh, rage is over. Run away!
Oh, shit!
Oh!
I thought that was your son next to you, not the fucking demon. Oh, man.
Yeah, I always hate it when the bad guy... Oh, what?
Oh.
That was clear of that.
Whoa. Kill him? Oh, shit. Glad to see you can still juggle in this game. So yeah, I guess the last thing that we
focused on this boss battle.
Yeah, I got distracted a little bit too. But yeah, I guess the last thing that really I heard about this week, other than anything that was Infinity War related memes,
which we're gonna go see again.
Yeah,
tonight. Second viewing.
Can't help it. But was officially. Rick and Morty has finally been renewed for 70
episodes. And like I said on the podcast here, it's like, it's not going to not get renewed, people.
Yeah. That's the thing that kind of threw me
fuck
off about
you,
that whole thing.
Bitch.
Get in there. Oh, no!
Oh,
stop
man. Focusing on him and kill this fucker!
Oh,
damn it.
No.
Oh, damn it.
Well, you just witnessed the end of this round, apparently.
No, I'm not dead yet.
I know. Oh, but you need to watch 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock.
Okay, good. There's some health right there. I was like, shit. It's like, he kept focused on that one dude.
Yeah, I know. That really fucked you up. Oh, shit. Get out of there now. Oh, crap, man. I would have died there because I would have been faked out for the streams.
See, the thing with the big boss is player tip. You just got to keep your distance, man.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Damn it!
Oh,
I don't get to rip his head off or anything cool.
And all the treats just squirted out of them.
Yeah. Oh, good. I got a frozen flame that I can upgrade my axe now.
Oh, nice.
That's good.
But yeah, back to Rick and Morty, though. I don't know how people could even think that that show was going to get canceled.
Yeah, I know. It's just, that was one of the dumbest things.
It was so reactionary. I'm like, they just haven't said anything yet. And part of it didn't help that there were sites just going clickbait. They were going ham on that clickbait. They were like, oh, it's canceled!
Yeah.
Just to get those clicks. And when you click on that link, it's like, oh yeah, Cartoon Network hasn't said anything yet.
Yeah,
so I was like, oh, you guys suck. But yeah, with as popular as it is, and with the whole shit with that stupid effing sauce,
yeah,
how could they cancel that show?
Yeah, Rick and Morty fans are kind of dumb.
As shown by the...
Like, as smart as they like to think they are, they're kind of dumb. And that's what drives me insane, is, like, oh, it's just a people's overreaction. And I know it's the internet age, so these overreactions aren't necessarily overreactions, it's just the idiots are the loudest.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that creates a problem. But I think this is going to be a good place to end. You just watch me kill a giant frost giant.
You can see his son looking right there, all creepy and angry.
You know what's kind of funny? Atreus kind of reminds me of one of my ball players, Connor. Like, he similarly looks like him,
mm-hmm.
and is just over-rambunctious and energetic and stuff like that. Just, it reminds me of Connor. I feel like I'm playing a co-op game with Connor. That's how it feels like. And that little nugget. You know what? We need to play some Ninja Turtles later. I'm looking over it on my Super Nintendo. Some Turtles in Time.
Ooh.
We might have to get down on that later.
I was actually doing a little bit of retro gaming this morning.
Nice.
Because I thought to myself, I'm like, I have a new TV. I wonder if my converter still works for my old systems.
Did it?
It does.
Nice.
So I played a little bit of Power
also,
Rangers.
Also, speaking of throwback, we're going to watch the Mighty Ducks later, too. Sean hasn't seen it yet.
He hasn't?
Nope. Flying V! It's because it's been out of print. So I found a used copy. Got it from my
I know you showed it to me because I hadn't seen it before.
Yeah, it was years ago, though.
It was at the townhouse.
Yeah, probably on TV then, because I don't own it. Anyways, so on that note, I'm going to save my game.
Yeah, which is why I'm surprised that Sean hasn't seen it. Like, if Sean hadn't seen it, but you showed it to me,
maybe.
How does that work?
Well, sure,
whatever.
Sure, it was Mighty Ducks. Sure wasn't, like, Miracle.
No, I'd seen Miracle way before.
I don't know how I would have shown it.
I mean, I think we found it on like a DV, on DVR or something like that. Like, maybe, you might have DVR'd it. Yeah. It might have just came on.
Maybe. I don't know. Something. Anyways, everyone, good night, good luck, and Godspeed. Let's go down here.
Good night, good luck.
And Godspeed.